Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Thursday, the third day of March 2011. I had to bail out of the broadcast yesterday with a 24-hour stomach bug. Now my wife and other children have it. I guess my oldest daughter brought it home from playing with her friends, but I bailed out yesterday. I appreciate Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes taking over for us, but I'm about 95% back. And I want to thank you for joining us today, because obviously there is so much important information. I thought about not coming in this morning when I still felt a bit wheezy when I got up about 7 a.m., but I saw the news and knew that I absolutely had to come in here and cover all of this news and information today. So we're going to be breaking it all down. Very important broadcast. Max Kaiser was in Beirut, Lebanon. On Tuesday, today he is in Cairo, Egypt, and is joining us later in the broadcast. It may even be video Skype, but whatever works better. We'll be having him either audio or video and audio today with a report from the embattled North African nation of Egypt, the epicenter of the turmoil we're seeing. Here's the London Telegraph headline: Saudi Arabia contagion triggers Gulf route. Oil prices continuing to go up as the Arab country dumps billions more in welfare and emergency welfare to the public, trying to stem riots. They've also sent tanks to Bahrain, nearby country, to Saudi Arabia. We have the Wall Street Journal echoing what Porter Stansbury at EndofAmerica3.com has been covering. Why the dollar's reign is near an end. For decades, the dollar has served as the world's main reserve currency. But argues Barry Eichengreen, it will soon have to share that role. Here's why, and what it will mean for international markets and companies. What will it mean for American consumers and purchasers? What will it mean for people on fixed incomes? I read this article. They don't really hit the main issue of the fact that the dollar will then accelerate, is the key word, its hyperinflation curve once the other shoe drops. That's the big issue here. Not so much what's going to happen in markets around the world. And also, we have reports dealing with jobless claims, what's happening in China with their currency. That is all coming up today. I had about an hour and a half talk with Charlie Sheen last night. Boy, if these hills could talk, but I won't be talking about it. But it does look like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, what I'll do is, you guys remind me and make me do this. At 1:30, when we got 30 minutes left in the broadcast, I'll spend 5 minutes on what I can tell you about Charlie Sheen. I've got to think about it. He didn't tell me not to talk about the things he told me, but he talks to me because I never talk about it. But so much is going on. If I can talk about it to try to help Charlie and let folks know where he is mentally and economically, and where Two and a Half Men's going, obviously we are the epicenter of what happened with Charlie Sheen starting 7 days ago. Last Thursday here on the broadcast, I was blindsided by it just like you were. Now it is still the biggest story, not in the United States, but worldwide, bigger than the economic meltdown that we are now going deeper into. And obviously, I don't think that should be the case, but it is the case. And Charlie didn't ask for any of this to happen. He just was tired of being harassed and suppressed and, quote, the AA cult. But I will give you some tidbits of news, mainly because the mainstream media keeps calling here in droves asking me questions or asking for Charlie's number, and I'm not giving it to them. But if the mainstream media and those obsessed with these things want to hear about it, I'll spend 5 minutes on it at 1:30 Central Standard Time when we come out of break today. Obviously, this has turned into some good things. Millions and millions of people who've never heard of the Alex Jones Show are finding it, and our numbers across the board are off the charts right now. So certainly a lot of people are learning about the New World Order.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is a war on for your mind. Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the third day of March 2011. Max Keiser joins us coming up in the next hour from Cairo, Egypt, on all the things that he's witnessing unfolding there. In other news, first call for impeachment by member of Congress. Absolutely, Trent Franks tells blog, citing abandonment of the DOMA law. Republican congressman has told a left-leaning blog that there is a collective support. He would favor the impeachment of Barack Obama over his decision to stop defending the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Scott Keyes of ThinkProgress.org asked U.S. Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, a Republican. I know Newt Gingrich has come out and said that if they don't reverse course here, we ought to be talking about possibly impeaching either Attorney General Eric Holder or even President Obama to try to get them to reverse course. Do you think that is something you would support? And the congressman said yes. So we have that here. Hillary Clinton told Congress on U.S. Foreign Policy Priority Committee yesterday that, quote, we're losing the info war. That is the globalists that have hijacked this nation and much of the rest of the world. She used the term info war, saying no one believes the U.S. media anymore. That's right. The only way you can hurt someone is by endorsing them, Hillary. That's what I told Politico last year about Rand Paul when they were trying to destroy him in the media with lies. I said, don't you get it? The only way the mainstream media can defeat Rand Paul is by endorsing him. When you attack us, you only validate what we're doing because you are completely and totally discredited. I want to play that clip of Hillary coming up a little bit later. Also continuing here, top Republicans are shying away from presidential bids. More prominent Republicans have taken themselves out of contention for 2012 U.S. presidential race and have officially joined the contest to challenge Barack Obama. And we'll talk more about why they say that that is happening. Continuing here, the Wisconsin stalemate could drag on for months. The Associated Press is reporting. That's just some of the news that we're going to be going over on that front. And, of course, the really big news is on the economic front here today. Wall Street Journal, why the dollar's reign is near an end. And they don't really talk about what that means to the American people. They talk about how it will affect markets. They're talking about it like it's no big deal and not a bad thing. And they don't really talk about what's going to be replacing it. Well, the global SDR, Bancor digital currency that the private Ponzi scheme operating banking families will now have backed up by our tax money and the global carbon tax. So that's coming up. Here is another report mirroring the statements in the Wall Street Journal from Time Magazine. Are America's best days behind us? That calls up a line from Merle Haggard. I wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong, back before Elvis and the Vietnam War came along, before the Beatles and Yesterday. So they're telling us America is done. It's a lie. We could end this globalist dictatorship anytime we wake up and recognize that globalism has deindustrialized this country, that globalism has been a cancer on our republic. Continuing with the currency issues, Reuters reports China's aim is to settle nationwide trade in yuan by 2011. Moving to the point of foreign governments will not be able to basically come into China and buy goods in dollars. See, that's what it means to have an end to the world reserve currency. And so we won't have any industry left. We won't have any really even service left. All we'll have is propaganda that's generated out of the mainstream media in this country. That's discredited and worthless. No one wants to buy into that anymore. That's a good thing. The globalists have basically sucked us dry and used our name to run their operations and driven us into the dirt. But we can wake up and rebuke them and tell them get out of our lives and stand up against them any day we want, or we can continue to be diverted and distracted by the false left-right distractionary paradigm that the system is using so successfully still against the population of this country and the planet. But China aims to settle nationwide trade in yuan this year. So the move towards completely decoupling the dollar from world reserve currency status is now reaching a fever pace. Also, Bloomberg reports announced U.S. job cuts rose 20% from a year ago. And it says employers in the U.S. announced more job cuts in February than the last month of this same month last year, led by surge at government agencies. Planned firings increased 20% to 50,702 last month from February 2010, the first year-over-year gain since 2009, according to a report today from Chicago-based Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, Inc. Announcements at federal and state-level governments' offices almost tripled from last year. So job cuts slowed from last year, but only because of government hiring. Only government is growing. Now, some local governments are actually cutting massively, and the police and sheriff's departments are openly stating, oh, hey, guess what? We are now going to not really respond to crime. We're now just a revenue generation system. So employers in the U.S. announced more job cuts in February than the same month last year, led by a surge at government agencies. Very confusing article because it says they hired more, but they also let off more. Reading this, it's hard to even understand what they're saying. More job cuts at federal level are expected in the months ahead as pressure mounts to cut costs and rein in soaring national debt. Very strange article. I can't even understand what it's saying, really. Here's some interesting science news. Tractor beam is possible with lasers, says scientist. A laser can act as a tractor beam, drawing small objects back towards the laser source, scientists have said. That's BBC. Here's another interesting article in the science category, and this is from space.com. Air Force X-37B space plane launching on secret mission tomorrow, its second mission. Of course, more than 80% of shuttle and overall NASA missions are secret and are military, and most of it has nothing to do with defense. It's about offensive weapon systems, and it's about surveilling people here in the United States, just like it came out a few months ago, what, in January, that the U.S./EU-German combine to launch, quote, global warming monitoring satellites had nothing to do with it, that it was all infrared systems to spy on the people of the West. And once they get your infrared signal on the ground, they can then tell who you are from space biometrically from the heat signature of your shoulders and the top of your head. Every time I talk about that, I get emails going, they can't see your face from space unless you're looking up. That's not what I just said. This is what Bob Woodward 3 years ago wrote about being the secret weapon in Iraq. They get a heat resonance scan off of you, off of a heat scanning camera, infrared camera on the street. They attach that then to your license plate to confirm your identity. They can also run it through a face scan that the camera also runs, then connect that face scan and sync it up for ID purposes with the heat resonance scan, and then track you by space everywhere you go. Okay, continuing along those lines, we're going to get more into that later in the broadcast today. But I do want to continue where we left off yesterday before I had to bail out because of a little stomach bug that developed while I was on air. Certainly couldn't be here vomiting live. I'm always vomiting out information, pun intended, but had to bail out yesterday. So I want to come back where we left off with your phone calls. We'll be taking your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I'd love to hear from folks if you can get through from the Middle East on what you're seeing happen there, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Egypt, Libya. Of course, they've cut most of the phone lines there. 800-259-9031. What do you think of these open announcements of ending the dollar as the world reserve currency? I mean, now it's not a question of if, but when. What are you doing to get prepared? Are you warning other people? Are your neighbors concerned about this? Or are they only concerned with Justin Bieber, the Charlie Sheen scandal, and all the rest of the things that are happening that the media basically uses as a distraction and an overall diversion? And if you're saying, well, Alex, you're being a hypocrite, you always criticize all this obsession with Hollywood and stuff, but then you triggered all of this with Charlie last week. I wasn't expecting that. But if we can use all of this hype to get people to look at real information, which is happening, then God turns it into something good. Charlie's just my friend who has changed a lot after his seven-month jag that he was on, and now is completely clean but a bit manic because of all the endorphins and the energy, and I just hope he stays clean and comes through this unscathed, because I know he's a good man who had a lot of courage to come out for 9/11 truth. And when I've known him, he's been a very calm, focused, researching person. Right now he's kind of going through a wild thing phase, and he, without sin, let him cast the first stone. And as I mentioned in the first little 5 minutes segment coming up at the bottom of the last hour, coming up at about 2 hours and 15 minutes from now, I will say a little bit about Charlie. I had about an hour and a half discussion with him. We've been talking every day since last week, but I had a long hour and a half discussion and really know a lot of the things behind the scenes that are going on. I'm not going to get into any of that because that's private, but I can talk about a few things that are public, and I can tell you what's real or what isn't out there. Obviously, a lot of folks are asking us about that, and it is now bound to this show and what we're doing, and so I think it is proper to talk a little bit about it. Also, Howard Stern has been attacking me almost on a daily basis. And people are like, well, why are you talking about Howard Stern? Well, now his listeners are learning about this show.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'm going to get back into why the dollar's reign is near an end here in the Wall Street Journal. Time Magazine coming out and saying, are America's good days behind us now? Why are they now admitting what they're doing? I want to go over their whole plan, why they're doing this, and hopefully talk to you, the listeners, about rallying the population of this country around the fact that the private Federal Reserve is completely criminal and is predatory and is the main author of this designed implosion that is now taking place. This is such a big deal. Now, in a separate issue, I mentioned earlier Howard Stern's been putting tweets out. I don't listen to his show very often, even though I have it on XM, so I haven't heard it myself, but Jason Burmes and others have heard it and told us about it, that he's doing silly things like saying, I've got a bad toupee. If it was a toupee, it would be bad. No, this is my hair, folks. It's falling out, and I don't care. There's no toupee on earth looks like this. This is my hair. But it just shows the infantile nature of what America is basically fed through people like Howard Stern. He said, never heard of Alex Jones, but listening to Charlie Sheen interview, I'm pretty sure Alex is wackier than Charlie. Outstanding. He tweeted that. He also put out in a tweet, last year, Jones predicted a coming race war in America to be brought on by the release of Robert Rodriguez's Machete. It didn't happen. And that's the kind of things that he's putting out. Really, it didn't happen. Westlake unrest dubbed L.A. Machete riots by Immigration Restriction Group. And a lot of publications did report, and there was a Google map of it, six different riots, including multiple events with men wielding machetes. One of them had to be shot and killed by police the weekend that it was released. What I said was, if Robert Rodriguez didn't cut some of the things he had in that film out, it could cause racial tension that could lead to a race war. We've already seen the illegal aliens pulling down American flags in Texas, Arizona, in Florida, and in California. If kids wear American flags to school, that's MSNBC, Associated Press, they're told take them off because it enrages the illegal aliens so much who are wearing their Mexican flags and taking down the school's flag and running up the Mexican flag. You know, my issue is Mexico's a country that lost wars with us. Mexico teaches its school children the Southwest was wrongfully taken in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, and that if the people coming here wanted to get into liberty and the Second Amendment and free speech, I'd be all for it. But they don't. They come from a country that has an incredible history of tyranny and corruption, and no one can deny that. And Rodriguez came out in the press, in the Austin American-Statesman and Ain't It Cool News, and said that I wasn't telling the truth, that I didn't have the script, even though I got it directly from inside his operation. When the movie came out, it was word for word the script, except for two or three scenes they cut that were the scenes we recommended they cut. But it was still all about a race war, and it was the equivalent of a Hispanic Birth of a Nation. Of course, that was the Ku Klux Klan movie promoting race war. So I was proven right, but the media, you know, says there's no world government forming as it's forming. They say fluoride in the water isn't bad for you. They say flu shots aren't bad for you and that we're wrong. No, we're right. And so the film was linked to some rioting and someone being shot who was wielding a machete. There's no doubt that that's basically what happened here. But my point was we had the script and he said we didn't and said that we were making stuff up. Later, he told Ain't It Cool News, yeah, I may have had too much tequila when I wrote the script, so he contradicted himself, and I am going to cut some scenes that will only be on the DVD. I went a little too far. So we told the truth. They cut the really incendiary stuff out. I mean, they had the gringos crucifying the Catholic priest. They had the cowboy hat-wearing rednecks, Robert De Niro, and Don Johnson, little Hispanic women who are pregnant begging, don't kill my baby. And then they shoot the woman in the stomach who's pregnant and make fun of, you know, dead babies and Hispanics. I mean, it was total race baiting division because the globalists don't want us coming together. Liberal, conservative, black, white, Hispanic against the TSA, against the warrantless wiretapping, against the illegal wars. They don't want us coming together against the New World Order. The Ford Foundation that funds the big universities and all this racial division and liberation theology wants this. And that's what happened with Rodriguez. And I know people that know him here in town. He's into La Reconquista. I was told he didn't like me a decade ago. When his wife gave him my films, he said, well, that guy's not for my La Raza. And so it is what it is. And I'm right. And Howard Stern is wrong. But, I mean, give me a break.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This broadcast focuses on reality, what's happening in the world today. It's about not being a spectator who just accepts whatever is handed to them by the media and the government and the culture controllers. It's about the people getting involved fundamentally in understanding the dynamics that govern our planet and trying to control our own destinies instead of handing our destiny over to others. It's about truly living. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. The big news here, obviously, is that the situation is continuing to deteriorate in the Middle East and North Africa. And our inside sources called it. This was going to happen 5 months ago. We also have incredible announcements from the Wall Street Journal, why the dollar's reign is near an end. And they basically announce this situation and this earth-shattering development like it's no big deal. This will cause massive dollar devaluation. It will cause the dollar and the countries that hold trillions of dollars, like China, the Middle East, in the aggregate holds trillions, The European Union holds close to $1 trillion. It will cause those holdings to lose value. It will cause the value of the dollar to plunge, triggering massive inflation. It will decimate people on fixed incomes like Social Security or people working near the poverty line, the working poor. All our country had left was the dollar. The industry's been shut down by the regulations and control and by the deals that have been signed with China. Globalism is a disease. It is a cancer designed to create a race to the bottom, a giant sucking sound. Remember 16, 17 years ago in 1994? We have clips of it in my film, Fall of the Republic, whenever Ross Perot went on television and said, this will drop wages. This will deindustrialize. This will hurt this country. He said, in the next few decades, it will destroy us. And the media laughed at him. And Al Gore got up there and said, this is a great deal, Larry. You need to be quiet, Ross Perot, and kept interrupting him. Oh, this is such a good deal. And you could just look at him and know from history he was lying, but also not just intellectually, just watching him. He was enjoying conning people. And then he got together a few years later in 96 with Ken Lay at the White House with Enron and wrote up the carbon tax plan that we're now under. I mean, Al Gore is a criminal, is a treacherous, traitorous gangster setting up scams to make you and your family poor and consolidate wealth. They want a post-industrial America. This is their goal. I want to know what you think about it. 800-259-9231. Just briefly getting back to Machete. In Hollywood Reporter, they basically kicked off this narrative a few days ago. The man behind Charlie Sheen's rants, meet syndicated radio host Alex Jones. And at the end of the article, as a way to discredit me, they say last year Jones predicted a coming race war in America to be brought on by the release of Robert Rodriguez's Machete. It didn't happen. Really, major newspapers reported on the six riots that happened in the 2 days after Machete was released in Southern California. In every case, knife and machete wielding people, including one person, having to be gunned down by police. And at the very same time, in the videos that they linked to in Hollywood Reporter, to discredit me, I talked about beheadings happening in Arizona by the drug cartels and how the script for Machete talked about ongoing beheadings with machetes. And I said this was certainly going to encourage this and increase it. Then when the movie came out and there were a bunch of beheadings in California, in Arizona, and in South Texas, I was reading these out of major newspapers and watching it on local TV in different areas of the country, Arizona, Texas, California, a few other areas. And it was Mexican drug gangs chopping people's heads off. And there were news articles that came out at the time saying Jones is lying. There's no beheadings going on with machetes. And I was like, excuse me, I have all the mainstream articles. They were counting on you being stupid. They were counting on you not going and researching and looking it up. So they're always announcing that we're wrong. They're always announcing that we've told people things that weren't true, twisting what we said. I said if he didn't cut the particularly race war invocations out of the film, that there was a very good chance it was going to trigger it. He did cut some of it out. But I had the exact script. I knew what areas were cut out. It was word for word the exact script. They lied and said I didn't have the script. Well, I knew I had the script. It came from a major Hollywood manager. It also came out of an Austin office. I'm not going to say whose office. I think you can guess. Where's Rodriguez based? And then I also was sent a different version, but only slightly, of a rewrite from someone anonymously. Now, that said, every week or so, I see new beheading stories. Here's one today. Police, Arizona beheading tied to Mexican drug cartel. And this is Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. This is today. And sometimes I see these multiple times a week. Sometimes it takes a few weeks. And when I say I see it every week, I mean, that's about how often I see it. You may be seeing it more often. But authorities have determined a man who was stabbed and beheaded in a suburban Phoenix apartment was killed for stealing drugs from Mexican cartel in a gruesome example of drug cartel violence spilling over the border. And he reportedly stole 400 pounds of marijuana and meth from a drug cartel and got his head chopped off. So there's by the way, it wasn't just me who got attacked and they said I was making up beheadings all over the U.S. The governor, when I talked about this on video, it got picked up in the news. The governor talked about beheadings in Arizona, particularly when the coyotes catch people that didn't pay them to cross. They chop their heads off. They found whole groups of people in Arizona for years with their heads chopped off. Women raped, and then they have their heads chopped off. Children having their heads chopped off. They find whole barns on the Mexican border with the U.S., in one case just a few months ago, with hundreds of dead chopped up and shot. And what did the so-called liberal media do? They just came out and said, there's no heads being chopped off. The Arizona governor is a liar. Okay, she's a liar. All right. Here is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They just reposted the Associated Press. It'll be technical. It's AP. Amanda Lee Myers. Today, another beheading. Doesn't exist. Okay. Now, speaking of that whole area of discussion, heads of U.S.-Mexico to meet as tensions rise. And they go on to report that Obama is discussing putting armed U.S. agents in Mexico. Guys, that was in my stack, but now I can't find it. Will you put it on screen? Obama discussing putting armed U.S. agents in Mexico. Thank you. Which is a horrible, horrible, horrible idea. They have had now in the last 2 years over 30,000 Mexicans killed in the drug war. Thousands of them are government officials and police and military. I mean, in 1 week they killed a few months ago, what was it, four mayors? Shot three of them, chopped the head off of another. Was it three or four or five? I can't even remember. I think it was, maybe it was five. There it is, AFP. Obama to discuss armed U.S. agents in Mexico. The United States will discuss the idea of U.S. armed agents operating inside Mexico, which is being rocked by deadly drug violence. When President Barack Obama meets his Mexican counterpart, Felipe Calderon, a U.S. senior official said yesterday, Obama welcomes Calderon to the White House today. It's a top priority for the U.S. government to ensure the measures are being taken to protect our personnel, the official said, speaking on condition anonymity. Oh, yeah, because we've had all those embassy workers shot, killed, stabbed, and beheaded. Oh, that's been happening, too. But Howard Stern says it's not happening, so because he knows how to make flatulence jokes, it must be true. I mean, it's crazy. All these news articles I've seen since I exposed Machete almost a year ago now, or I don't know, 9-10 months ago, have been proven wrong. We've been proven right, but they don't care. They just declare that we've lost and hope that people aren't paying attention. They think you're stupid. Now continuing, heads of U.S.-Mexico to meet as tensions rise, violence from drug war to top agenda as Calderon visits Obama today. Now, that's out of the Wall Street Journal. If they decriminalize cocaine and heroin and marijuana, which I'm not saying is good to use those things, in every study, in every European country that's done it, doesn't mean you sell it to school kids. No. You control it. And on average, within about 2 years, drug use drops by half. It's no longer seen as sexy and cool. The money isn't involved in it. And so there aren't all the women and fast cars and mansions associated with it. Then young people can't be involved in it as a business. Addicts, crime always plunges, again, by around 50% on average, because if they can go to the corner clinic and get their heroin for free through a welfare program, and it's medical grade, and they're given smaller amounts of it, are they going to break into your house and steal your jewelry and computer, and if they happen to catch you there, kill you because they need to get their fix by putting a needle in their arm? Is a crackhead going to carjack you and your family because they got to have crack, the crack zombies that we see running around on the streets of every major city with their hair falling out, looking like something out of Day of the Dead zombies. I remember growing up in Dallas as a teenager and just seeing the crack zombies. I mean, you'd see people who, you'd see white people with their hair all falling out who had like green skin, sores all over their face. You would see black people so near the edge of death that they were white. I mean, they looked like they were dead, like all the blood was out of them, with their hair falling out, no teeth. They come up to your car window, and a woman with no teeth, with drool running out of her mouth, and what looked like sores all over, who looked like she weighed about 80 pounds, would say, "Baby, let me in the car. I'll do all this for $5. And then you hurriedly wait for the red light to change so you can speed away. That would all end if you decriminalized it. And the crime and the murders and the corruption, it's a fact. It's a fact. Oh, but we have the biggest drug war in the world, and our country roughly uses half of the illegal drugs in the world. What an incredible number. It corrupts the police. It corrupts the society. It corrupts our young people. It's seen as sexy and cool. Drugs aren't sexy. Drugs aren't cool. Don't use them. Don't take them. Don't ever start. Don't ever put that chewing tobacco in your mouth. Don't ever smoke a cigarette. Don't. It'll take 30 years off your life. It's addictive. It's hard to beat. Don't ever take cocaine. Don't ever take opiates. If you have your back hurt in a car wreck, tough it out without painkillers. I'm telling you, you do not want to get addicted. There is so much going on. There is so much happening here. And so let me give you the larger situation, and then we'll go to your phone calls. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, next hour, we got popping in from Cairo, Egypt, Max Kaiser. In the SPP documents that Judicial Watch student got, and I talk about these so much, just like I talk about Governor Ridge 8.5 years ago in a two-hour C-SPAN I watched, saying you're going to have a TSA card to have a job. There's going to be TSA checkpoints on every road. Local police will be TSA, Homeland Security, DHS certified. Now, here we are almost 9 years later, and that's all being rolled out. It took them that long to get it ready. There are certain key globalist events that we either sue and get the documents, or they go ahead and think nobody's watching and talk about it on C-SPAN, that give you total blueprint. It's like getting the enemy battle plans. And so there are dozens and dozens and dozens of things I harp on because there's such key information, their manifestos, their blueprints, their battle plans, their programs. Now, Judicial Watch sued for over a year, got the 1996 Banff Canada SPP meetings. Nothing in the year and a half previous to that, when Bush signed the SPP secretly with Vicente Fox and also the Canadian Prime Minister in Waco, Texas, no one had ever gotten the info. It was a secret agreement, secret treaty, high treason, on its face, even WorldNet Daily's experts wrote that it's treason to have the president signing secret treaties. He doesn't even have that power. The Senate has to ratify it. But they don't care. They controlled the bureaucracy. Now, Judicial Watch was able to sue over and over again and got thousands of pages of it and published much of it at Judicial Watch website. In fact, I want to get Judicial Watch back on about that. And what did it say? They got it in 2007. I put it in Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers the key areas, shows the documents. They have the meeting. The first thing they say is this is integration of North America by stealth. This plan only can succeed with all of you keeping this secret, including members of the press. We have the minutes of it. It's linked on whatistheendgame.com in the bibliography on the website. This is so important, folks. Look at what we have. And they said, we're going to use crises. We're going to use biological threats like the flu. We're going to use economic collapse. And we're going to use the drug war as a pretext to use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S. and vice versa with both other countries. What was in the news last week? Oh, Obama signs North American security perimeter. That's in the SPP documents. From Alaska, as we say in Endgame 4 years ago, from Alaska down to the Mexican border with Guatemala. You understand how key this is? They went on and said, we're going to use the drug war threat and the violence that will increase. They knew when they were about to put Calderon in to declare war on the drug cartels they didn't control, this would happen. They create the crisis, just like they start the revolutions in the Middle East. Doesn't mean they control them. They can start them. It's easy to set a house on fire and then show up later saying you're the fire department. That's what the globalists do. And so they said, we're going to use the drug war crisis, the flu crisis, and the terror threat, and also economic threat, those four things, to do this. And what did you see in the Ottawa Citizen? And let's put it on screen when we come back from break if we can. Mexican and American troops to be used in Canada, vice versa. Foreign troops to be in each other's countries. I forget the exact headline. Well, that was already going on in drills. And people are like, oh, they're not going to have Canadian and Mexican troops here. And I'm like, well, here's all the SPP documents. Here's drills they did. Got U.S. troops up there last year for the Olympics. Vice versa, here's NLE09. FEMA put this out in a press release. Now they just announce it. So they're using all this drug war stuff to not just merge the countries by stealth through the...
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So the globalists told us in their own SPP documents they didn't want us to see how things really work. And there were a little over 100 corporate CEOs from all over the world at that Banff, Canada, three-day meeting at that resort shut down, basically a Bilderberg group-type meeting. And they had big working groups, and the CEOs then gave orders to the heads of the federal bureaucracies of Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., and then you could see everything in that document then being implemented. By stealth, this is corporate government. And when I flew up to New York last week, Sunday, I was on the plane with a major banking CEO, and he just basically tried to sell me on we need a corporate government running America. You mean the ones that create the derivatives and rob everybody? The ones that want to take our guns? The ones that are for one-child policies? You mean you guys should run things? It was almost like the speech Howard Beale gets that we played last week when he says, you've meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale? And I'm watching their battle plan. I'm watching everything they do. And they're down there in Mexico trying to mop up drug cartels that they didn't control with the $500 billion coming into the U.S. They control most of them. And that's all this is. And now when it spills over here, they're going to use it. And the attorney general's saying to try to ban assault weapons and restrict gun purchases to one at a time, all because they have a gun ban in Mexico and the people are living in a nightmare. And we have to basically harmonize our laws with Mexico. It's incredible. And it's all over the news today. The good news is, though, a whole bunch of states, including Texas, are mulling Arizona-style illegal immigration law. But I almost called Paul Watson this morning to have him write a blurb or an article saying Texas mulls Mexican-style immigration law. It's always how horrible if somebody's here illegally and they get caught doing another crime, they might get deported. Oh, it's so terrible. Mexico has some of the most draconian immigration laws in the world. This is mainstream news. Mexico admits it. They put people for at least a year in a forced labor camp if they're caught from Latin America coming into Mexico. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying deport illegal aliens, especially if they're running around waving their foreign country's flag saying down with America. I mean, get out of here. You have to pledge that you want to be a U.S. citizen and that you'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and take that oath to become a citizen. I don't have to. I was born here. But the point is, if you declare yourself as an America hater, get out of here. Okay? But this is all, oh, my gosh, Texas might try to have an Arizona-style immigration law. You mean not have sanctuary cities where the illegal aliens are above the law? Oh, my goodness, that would be terrible. But the real headline should be here. Texas mulls Mexican immigration law. But then it would say, well, not actually. We're not going to put people in forced labor camps and we'll have links to all that. We're not going to beat them up and suck money out of them and treat them like Mexico does. No, Texas is mulling the moderate Arizona law. See, but that's how the media creates all this emotion and says, if you've got brown skin, you're going to get arrested and put in a camp. Oh, sure you are. What? Half the country has brown skin. The white people are all out suntanning trying to have brown skin. I mean, nobody cares. The media hypes all this race stuff to create the division, and I'm sick of it. I don't care what color you are. If you believe in private property, family, the Second Amendment, and sovereignty of this country, if you sign on to the Bill of Rights and realize how good it is and love it, I'm your friend. But you get so freaked out by an American flag that you send American school children, including Hispanics, home, because it's like a vampire seeing a cross when you see an American flag. Get out of here. You're seditious. You're an enemy of this country. You've declared it. You see America as an enemy flag. Good. Get out of here. I'm not going to sit here and lick your boots. And that's the common sense analysis on that. We're going to be back in 1 minute with your phone calls and a ton of news. And Max Kaiser coming up in 30 minutes from Cairo, Egypt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.